This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, January 20th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today is International Day of Acceptance, a day when we're encouraged to take people as they are, to accept and appreciate and respect each person as they are, no matter how different or unique they may be. It was founded in 2010 in memory of Annie Hopkins by her brother Steve. Annie, in 2004, created the symbol of the wheelchair in the shape of a heart that now identifies handicapped services and washrooms. The day is intended to unify people of all abilities and help make changes for a better world. We each have the capacity to love, respect, and accept the differences that make people unique. We tend to judge others based on their appearances, behavior, and beliefs. However, to build relationships, we need to let go of preconceptions and be less judgmental and more accepting of one another. When we accept a person as they are, when we see and respect the differences and the similarities to ourselves, we leave them room to be, no matter how they differ from us. We include them in our world. By keeping an open mind, we encourage people of all abilities to be their best. Rather than closing doors to opportunities, ideally, we're building healthy, respectful relationships. It's about seeing others as equals, different maybe, but deserving of living their own life as they choose, just as we do our own. On this International Day of Acceptance, we can recognize social acceptance of disability and open our mind to realize that life is a highway with many lanes. We each can navigate at our own speed and move forward in positive directions in our own lane as we are able and as we choose. It's possible to respect others as we would wish to be respected and leave space for each person to be who they choose. We can be kind and caring and respectful and accept all forms of diversity. It happens to be World Religion Day tomorrow. Today, International Day of Acceptance, most certainly can help us create harmony and understanding between people of all religions and faith systems, as well as abilities. By getting together, listening to one another, learning from and about each other, we can work toward a better world. There are over 4,000 religions practiced in our world today. There are commonalities and differences. Tomorrow, World Religion Day, is an opportunity to explore other faiths, cultures, and beliefs. George Carlin said, "Religion is like a pair of shoes. Find one that fits for you, but don't make me wear your shoes." History shows us examples of how religion has made us hate and also love. Consider Gandhi's comments on religion. "God has no religion," he said. With a world that houses over 4,000 religions, we obviously have different paths that point us to doing right, so that we can be loving and kind to one another. There is a way we can live together in harmony. We can, if we wish, attend an interfaith event and hear about the philosophies, beliefs, and histories of other faiths. Tomorrow is a day we can do that. We can open our eyes to the spiritual ideologies of others and learn from one another. As we share, we tear down barriers and we build relationships built on respect and information. We are living in a time when love, kindness, and understanding can add light to our dark days. We can dissipate hate by learning about and from one another and being more accepting of one another. We can listen to each other and hear one another and really hear one another and endeavor to find commonality and bring out the best in each other regardless of our differences. There is always room for love, kindness, and acceptance. We just have to be open to more than just our own way of doing things. Together, we can explore a path to acceptance and unity and celebrate the fact that we each are unique and special. Today, we have an opportunity to learn from a woman's perspective and be empowered to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine the health coach. We'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, learn about person-centered care from Jane Teasdale of Mosaic, get financial planning and investment advice from Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services, and of course, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. In a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll get started. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, for financial planning and investment management advice, we have Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services. Good morning, Ron.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm just delighted to be back on the show with you today and really excited to bring our Chief Investment Officer, Scott Baker, onto the show with us today. Scott has a wealth of experience, over 30 years as a chartered financial analyst, managing investments for billion-dollar pension funds, as well as high-net-worth clients, but also since 2016, Scott was a co-founder of GlidePath with myself and my other colleagues, and has been managing and leading the investment management decisions for our firms and guiding the model portfolio structures that we use to support our clients, as well as the financial planner consultants that we work with. So, in one of the things that was really great about your introduction today, Marilyn, was the concept of tolerance for different perspectives. And I think it really ties into what we do at GlidePath Portfolio Services, in that tolerance can lead to, and hearing different perspectives can lead to better decision making. And oftentimes with those different perspectives comes complementary skill sets, which at GlidePath, we believe supports a better service offering. And, what we've discussed in previous shows, the financial planners bring a depth of the client knowledge and awareness to us that helps us as the portfolio manager who has a depth of investment, management, economics, and market knowledge that collaboratively combine to support this higher level of service compared to other, not to put down our colleagues or competitors, but, other financial advisors who try to do it all, the financial planning and the investment management. We feel that it's better to collaborate and to share our different perspectives, which is really in line with the theme of today's show. So with that, I'd like to introduce Scott and welcome Scott to the show. I have a question for you. And that is, you've talked about the new normal in the past with us. And what do you mean by that as it relates to your investment and market outlook for 2024?
Okay. Thank you, Ron. To really kind of understand the concept of the new normal, we kind of have to go back a few years, back to 2020 before the pandemic broke out, to kind of compare the environment then to what it is now. And if you recall back in 2020, like prior to the knowledge of the pandemic, 2019, for example, had been a very strong period in the stock markets and the bond markets. And it was a pretty good economy. It was growing. Inflation was falling. And the environment was great for investing. And then coming out of that, of course, was the pandemic, which is a black swan event. It came out of nowhere. And it had a very profound effect that's still with us now, both psychological and also economical. So it was a very difficult period of time, obviously. We had a large decline in GDP, so global GDP fell by almost 4%. Global trade fell by 15%, and we really went into a very severe recession, by March of 2020. And, at that point, as people can remember, the governments around the world basically saw that this was a catastrophe. If we didn't do something about it, unemployment was rising, and as I said, GDP was collapsing, really. So at that point, the governments around the world, they just fired up the printing presses, basically, and started throwing money at everything, mm-hmm. lowering interest rates. Interest rates fell down to pretty much 0% by third quarter 2020. And the amount of global debt exploded. So that was kind of the first shock, I guess, from the pandemic. The second shock was the supply chains, really having a hard time dealing with the recession and especially with global trade collapsing. So a lot of manufacturing plants around the world, again, this is in 2020, started cutting off their, shutting down their factories or throttling the factories down and laying off people. And it was a difficult time for sure. Interest rates, however, going down to zero kind of supported the markets, and there was not a stock market collapse. Then as we went forward, everybody probably remembers that a vaccine was made available finally in 2021, and the pandemic started to ease a little bit. People started coming out of their houses and looking around and spending some money, basically, whether it was traveling or just pent-up consumer demand.
Sure.
Yeah. But the problem there was the supply chains, those manufacturing plants that I referred to had been shut down or throttled down. And as demand for goods and services started picking up, there was no ability to service that. So inflation went through the roof. We have not seen inflation like we saw since 1980, really. And so inflation in Canada went up to 10%. This was initially, the central bankers initially thought this was going to be a short-term problem, but they quickly realized, no, this is a big problem. And, interest rates had to go up a lot. And so as we went through 2022, interest rates went from almost 0% to, where they are now in the short run, in the short end anyway, 6%, 5 to 6%.
So maybe you can elaborate on where we're at now. And having come through all of that, what is the outlook going forward in the next 6 to 12 months from your perspective?
Yeah, so by the fourth quarter of last year, things started to normalize. The economy started to look more normal. That's why we call it the new normal, because inflation had dropped down from 8, 9% down to about 3%, 3.5%, and growth rates, GDP growth rates are kind of starting to normalize out as well as interest rates starting to fall, especially in the long end of the curve, like bonds as opposed to the short end. Mm-hmm. So we kind of looked back and said, well, how does this environment in Q4 look compared to the post-World War II average? And it turned out that post-World War II average inflation has averaged about 3%. Interest rates have averaged like 4%. And GDP growth has been in the kind of 3% range over that long, long period from the 40s up until now. So as we kind of looked at, there was a lot of panic in the stock markets especially in the fourth quarter of last year, and people were, I think, confused by what the impact ultimately of these high interest rates or quote-unquote high interest rates are going to be. But we took a look at it and said, well, these interest rates at 4%, they only look high relative to the 0% that they were in 2020. They're actually kind of normal. So we began to think of this idea as, well, this is the new normal, and it's actually a good time to start investing as you know, stocks and bonds have fallen quite a bit, as I said, in the fourth quarter of last year. So we took that as an opportunity to start building up a little bit more exposure to both stocks and bonds for our clients in the fourth quarter, and so far that's worked out very well for us.
So, Scott, I'm going to interrupt you because our segment is really running out of time. I'm wondering if you could come back and talk more about stocks and bonds next time.
Yeah, absolutely. So great. That would be a good conversation to have, for sure.
Ron, I know that you are really there to help people find the things in life that matter to them and help their money last. If someone wants to talk to you about the new normal and about their money and how they should invest, how do we reach you?
Well, by all means, please call me at 647-499-6561. I'm at extension 101. If you get my voicemail, leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible and promptly. And or you can email us at zoomer@myglidepath.com, or you can look at our website at myglidepath.com, and we'd look forward to talking with you.
All the contact information is on marylins.ca under the heading Sponsor Expert List on radio, and the number again, 647-499-6561, extension 101. Ron Fox, GlidePath Portfolio Services. If you want to have some explanation of the market and going forward in 2024 and find some financial stability, then give him a call and have a conversation and ask the questions that you want answered so you can sleep comfortably at night, knowing that GlidePath is working with your financial planner to help you fund what matters most and make your money last. 647-499-6561, extension 101. Thank you, Ron, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, thanks so much, Marilyn, and thank you, Scott. We're looking forward to having you back to share your insight on subsequent shows with Marilyn here, and I can't wait to continue the discussion.
Very good. Thank you.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty. I'm looking forward to learning about sugar cleanses today. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. So last week we talked about starting the new year, trying to avoid sugar, and we talked about the reasons we should do that. This morning, let's talk about some tips for a sugar cleanse. So the first one is, we really want to check ingredients and labels and really get creative in the kitchen, because often when we buy products at the grocery store, the common culprits are things like salad dressing, pasta sauces, and even yogurt. Now, it's really easy, obviously, to avoid the cookies and candies, but when we read ingredients carefully, we can actually try to avoid sugar in the products that we buy. So instead of buying commercial granola, we can use or make our own homemade granola, homemade oatmeal, for example, or even make our own homemade salad dressing and pasta sauces. The second point is we really want to avoid drinking our sugar. So when we go out for a coffee, we're often getting a lot of flavored coffees and teas. Sometimes people buy bottled smoothies and sports drinks. But really we want to focus on sweet, unsweetened herbal teas, even black coffee. We can make our own smoothies and really opt for water, because and we can put some really nice flavors in our water, things like fresh fruits, herbs, cucumber. Sometimes we see this at spas where they have lemon or cucumber in the water, and even strawberries. Those are nice additions to the water to stay hydrated, and they have a nice flavor. We actually want to, just focusing on that hydration issue, we want to really make sure we're well hydrated, because sometimes we mistake dehydration for hunger. So we really want to aim to drink at least 2 liters of water a day and be sure to hydrate before meals, because that helps with some of the sugar cravings that we get. The next point is eating healthy fats and protein. We really want to start the day with healthy fats and protein because it really helps to curb our cravings later on in the day. The other thing we want to focus on is discovering sugar substitutes. So I often will steer my patients towards things like stevia and monk fruit sweeteners. These are non-caloric options, for example. And typically we want to substitute maybe date syrup or honey, for example. They do add a lot of sweetness, but they actually have some additional nutrients and antioxidants, and those are important for nutrition as well. So there's many points that I can focus on today in terms of to help with a sugar cleanse. But in the meantime, if people have some questions and they would like to have a more customized approach, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
There are ways and means to stay healthy and take charge of your health, and you can do it naturally. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, can help you do that. A complimentary consultation is yours with one phone call. The number, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Make a call, ask your questions, and learn how to take care of yourself naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
On this International Day of Acceptance, we can be encouraged to accept each other as we are. We can learn from one another and do what we can to live our best life. When we encounter challenges, we have options. We can deal with the problem or run from it. When it comes to our hearing, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto can assess our hearing and offer us viable solutions so we definitely can hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Acceptance is a wonderful feeling. It binds us together in many things and allows us to share what is within us with others. When we don't hear our best, people tend to withdraw from social settings. This leads to some of the worst ways to live our lives, with loneliness, depression, and isolation. Nearly 1 in every 10 adults has a measurable hearing loss, but hearing loss is one of the most treatable issues that many people have. Treatments can range from medication, surgery, hearing aids, and now even cochlear implants. Treatment options depend on the type of hearing loss that someone has. Delaying the treatment of hearing loss typically leads to other health conditions that you might not think about. Some examples of this are an increase in falling, anxiety and depression, and there's been also some links to the earlier onset of dementia. But enough of the bad news. Let's talk about the good news. When people get treated for their hearing loss, they become more sociable, they tend to become more active, and they start enjoying activities again that once brought them joy. This brings me to my happy story for this week. I wanted to share a story from a few years ago. We met a gentleman whose name was Frank. Frank is an amateur musician who plays guitars for his enjoyment. Frank stopped playing his guitars for a while because they just didn't sound right anymore, and the hearing aids that he had simply made the sound worse. When Frank came to see us, he was attempting to fix a set of hearing aids nearly 10 years old. This was the older set that he had. He also had a newer set of hearing aids as well, but he seldom wore them. Frank's 10-year-old hearing aids were done, as they made no sound at all. But his 4-year-old set of hearing aids were working. I asked Frank why he wasn't using the newer set, and he answered, they sounded terrible. Frank had been back to the place he bought them several times, and they did nothing to make them sound any better. So Frank simply accepted that there was nothing more that could be done with them to make them better, so he gave up trying. I suggested to Frank that he should let me try to adjust them for him before we start talking about a new set of hearing aids. So we got to work. And about 30 minutes later, I had Frank's hearing aids tuned up and ready. I also gave him access to a music setting so that he could use it to enjoy playing his guitars again. Frank was pretty happy with the settings, and so I asked him to return in about 2 weeks so we could reassess and check to make sure that he was still happy. At his two-week follow-up, Frank was still very happy. He reported that his guitar sounded great again, and he was thankful that he could enjoy his hobby once again.
What a lovely story, Edmund. If someone has hearing aids that they haven't used or aren't enjoying and don't really want to use them anymore, can they bring them to you regardless of where they bought them?
Absolutely. Yeah, we encourage people to bring hearing aids that aren't being used. If we can refurbish them and get them set up so that people can use them again and get value for them, that's great. If they're for some reason not viable anymore, then we can certainly look at trading them in and getting them something that could easily provide them with years of proper hearing and great sound.
So how do we reach you, Edmund?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian. If you have hearing aids and you're not happy, give Edmund a call. 416-754-4327. Look forward to another happy story next week, Edmund. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting interview this week, and it's something I'm finding more and more. And I got on the phone with this very nice man. His name was Cal, and we went through the application, and he talked a little bit about the work that he's done on himself. So I thought that was very interesting. And I said to him, and I am finding this a lot lately, is that when I started doing this 30 years ago, people weren't very self-reflective. So they would go through, for instance, a divorce, and they would come to me and they would tell me everything that was wrong with the person that, they had left or they had left them. And there was no self-reflection. And now what I find with men, and it's something women have been doing for a longer period of time or were early adopters of it, but men have actually done the work. So whether that's going to therapy or whether that's taking a look at their role in a failed relationship so that they can go on and have a better relationship with the next person they enter into that relationship with. And certainly Cal had done the work, and he was very excited about the fact that he wanted to relate the things that he's tried to change about himself so that he has a more successful relationship. So he's just come on board. He's a lovely guy, great job, grown family, and he's ready to start meeting people. And I thought, it's just so nice to work with these people that are so sort of evolved.
Well, it's good that you have men for women and women for men. And I know you have a success rate of over 75% for people over 70. So if someone wants to talk to you about matchmaking and maybe meeting that right person, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is call our office at 416-777-6302, or if you're calling from outside Toronto, 1-877-334-9041. And our website is mistyriverintros.com. You can go on there and book an appointment to do an interview with me. It's a free consultation. It doesn't obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information on the service. And I'll get a better idea of what you're like and who I think you might be suited to as well.
Meeting the right person is a process. Having a coach and someone with good experience is important. Remember the name, Misty River Introductions, Cupid Linda Miller, 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Hi to Cal, and I look forward to another happy story next week, Linda.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.